CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. Chinese sailors and their family members stranded in northern Thailand have begun their journey home. More than 160 of them had been living aboard dozens of ships on the Mekong River, as shipping on a major Southeast Asian waterway was suspended due to last week's attack on two Chinese cargo ships. A Chinese vessel with police aboard is escorting the ships home. Some speedboats of the Thai police were also seen guarding the Chinese ships.Earlier, 29 family members of the 12 Chinese sailors who were murdered during the hijacking of their cargo ships arrived in Thailand to identify their loved ones. A memorial service has been held at the scene where the attack took place. One of the 13 Chinese sailors on board the two boats attacked last week remains missing.Consumer prices in China increased 6.1% in September from a year earlier, following a 6.2% gain in August. It's the lowest inflation rate since May. Meanwhile, producer prices rose 6.5%. China's Statistics Bureau will release gross domestic product data on Tuesday. Trade numbers released yesterday showed growth in overseas sales weakened in September,underscoring the threat that Europe's crisis poses to the world's biggest exporting nation. Slovakia's parliament has approved expanding the size and power of the EU bailout fund. The parliament rejected the proposal in a first vote earlier this week. Slovakia is the last of the 17 Eurozone nations to approve adding to the 440 billion euro bailout fund.The expanded fund is empowered to buy Eurozone government debt and offer lines of credit to both member states and their banks. Liberia's Elections Commission has released the official preliminary results of this week's voting. Incumbent President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf holds a significant lead, garnering 44.5% of the vote so far. Her closest competitor, Winston Tubman, holds 26.5% of the votes cast.The final tally would not be complete for at least another week. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has formally called for a confidence vote in his government. Berlusconi has been forced to ask for the approval of the Italian Parliament in his government, following his coalition's failure to have a budget report passed this week. But Berlusconi ruled out the idea of any early election.U.S. President Barack Obama and his South Korean counterpart Lee Myung-bak have met in Washington. The meeting comes just hours after the U.S. Congress approved a long-delayed free trade deal between the two countries.
Our alliance reflects a broader truth. The United States is a Pacific nation, and America is leading once more in the Asia-Pacific. And with our landmark trade agreement, we will bring our nations even closer, creating new jobs for both our people and preserving our edge.As two of the most dynamic economies in the world.
Both Obama and Lee hailed the new FTA as a win for both countries. The man convicted in one of the world's biggest hedge fund scams has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. A court in New York has also fined Raj Rajaratnam $10 million. The co-founder of the Galleon Group was arrested in late 2009.After police discovered he gained close to $64 million in insider trading. The Sri Lankan-born Rajaratnam ran Galleon, worth some $7 billion US at one point, until his arrest, which was part of the largest crackdown on hedge fund insider trading in US history. A report from Merrill Lynch Global Wealth Management has found that wealthy Chinese invested 42% of their wealth in stocks last year.The report says the number of rich Chinese with net assets of at least $1 million reached 535,000 in 2010, ranking second in the Asia-Pacific region and the fourth in the world. Regarding their preference for investment, the report found that stocks and real estate properties are their prime investment targets. Australia has become the first country to receive the iPhone 4S as the new phone went on sale today.Hundreds of Apple fans queued at the Apple Store in Sydney's Central Business District this morning. The four-story George Street office was filled to capacity as soon as the doors opened. The iPhone 4S is said to be much faster than its predecessor and with improved video and photo capabilities. It's been more than a year since the previous model was released. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Cedric in Beijing.